an issue that has concerned many parents of adolescents, the risk of heart inflammation, myocarditis, after being given an mRNA vaccine, in other words, Pfizer or Moderna. A group at Monash Children's Hospital in Melbourne has documented their experience in the second half of last year, and the news is good. The lead author was paediatric cardiologist Dr. Suraj Varma. Welcome to the Health Report, Suraj.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Norman.
Well, the first thing to say is that you weren't overrun with kids with myocarditis.
The numbers were fortunately very low, and the current numbers recorded are if 100,000 people get the vaccine, maybe 10 would get the myocarditis.
And I think you documented 33. What symptoms do they have?
The children who presented to us all presented within a few days of the vaccine with chest pain, and then we admitted them on the basis of elevation of an enzyme called troponin, which is a marker of myocardial damage or involvement. So all the kids who presented were with chest pain with some enzyme elevation.
And they had other things as well, like less frequently, fever, shortness of breath, headache, muscle pains and that sort of thing. But the main thing was they all had chest pain.
That is correct.
Which is comforting for parents that they know what the symptom is that they look like. And what ages were they?
The group that we were publishing were between the age of 12 and 18 years. And this is from, the data was from June to December of last year.
But most of them, they kind of bundled around about 15 years old. That was kind of the commonest age group.
That is correct. The around 15, that is correct.
And most were Pfizer, but they were mostly having Pfizer anyway.
Initially, if you remember, Norman, we only had Pfizer that was available. So as expected, we had more people presenting after Pfizer just because of that initial availability followed by Moderna.
Apart from the troponin, which shows heart muscle damage, how do you diagnose myocarditis?
Myocarditis can be a tricky and challenging diagnosis. What we have used in our diagnostic criteria are findings on ECG, echocardiogram, which is the ultrasound of the heart, and cardiac MRI.
So you put all those together and you come up with the diagnosis. So how well or unwell were they? How long did they stay in hospital?
The average time frame for their hospital stay was about 2 to 3 days. They were, most of them had immediate pain relief with Nurofen or high-dose ibuprofen, and we were able to discharge most of them, as I said, within 2 to 3 days. So they were not unwell. None of them needed ICU stay. None of them needed any higher medications like inotropic support. And at the last follow-up, all of them are doing well without any symptoms or problems at this time.
And they're back to playing school sport, if that's what they did?
That is correct.
So no after effects. And I think one of the things that parents are worried about is, I mean, at the moment, third doses aren't available for this age group. They will be eventually. At the moment, it's for immunocompromised kids who have comorbidities or disability. But for kids who are otherwise healthy, do we know from international studies, and I should preface this by saying that they got it, most of them got it after the second dose of Pfizer or Moderna.
Interestingly, the number of, if you look at international studies, the number of people who got it after the booster dose is actually very, very low. And since, you know, collecting this data, when we look back at how many people have presented after booster, the numbers are very low. And the other reassuring thing, Norman, is when I look back over the last few months, our numbers have clearly come down. The number of young people presenting with myocarditis have definitely decreased when I look back at the data over the last few months, which has not been published.
And what about 5 to 12-year-olds?
I'm yet to see a single child in that age group, you know, present to our hospital with myocarditis after the vaccine. When I look at the Australian data, I think there were 4 likely or suspected myocarditis in that age group. So numbers are very, very low. Looking at the overseas data, the numbers are reassuringly low and in some cases very close to the background rate of myocarditis.
And how does that compare to myocarditis in kids with, so in other words, the younger you are, the safer it is. How does it compare to myocarditis after you've had COVID in children?
The COVID-related myocarditis data is a bit more difficult to assess because suppose you have troponin elevation with COVID, many infections can cause troponin elevation. So they don't get the full kind of workup that we have given for children who are presented with no other illnesses, as well as... So the data is not as robust when you look at myocarditis after COVID. But if you look at the broad data, the number of children needing ICU stay, people who had multi-system inflammatory syndrome, things like stroke, death, etc., around the world, the numbers are, the difference is very, very vast. So you had a larger number of people needing ICU stay and support after COVID infection as opposed to the myocarditis after the vaccine.
So get the vaccine. Suraj, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Suraj Varma is a paediatric cardiologist at Monash Children's Hospital.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.